Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2008.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have observed his law. Seek justice, seek humility. Perhaps you may be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free.
Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers.
Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
The fatherless and the widow the Lord sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord God shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia.
Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we welcome you to another edition of Your Sunday Reader. This week, we're a little bit different. We have Father Mark. Would you like to say hello, Father Mark?
Hello, Dawn.
Hello. And myself, obviously, Dawn. This week, Brian is a little under the weather, so we've brought back our old friend, not that he's old, but Father Mark.
Thank you, Dawn.
We've missed you. You've been out for quite a while.
Have. I've been sick, and I've had back surgery, and I've had mono, so it's been quite an ordeal. I was pretty much through the month of December and part of January just kind of laying on the couch and doing a lot of rest, so it's good to be back. I'm glad I can do this again.
Now, if I were Brian, I would ask you how is that different from your everyday life, but because I'm not Brian, I wouldn't ask you that question.
We know he's a little person, and he has little thoughts, so I won't answer that question.
Well, we're glad you're back, and we did ask people to pray for you while you were gone.
Thank you. Thank you. The prayers helped.
Oh, good. That's very good to know. So we're at an interesting time in the church here, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this coming Sunday, February 3rd, is it will be the last Sunday that we celebrate in ordinary time, even though it's only the, I believe, the fourth Sunday in ordinary time. That will be the last one that we celebrate because we start Lent the next Wednesday. So we're right into the Lenten season, and right after that is Easter. So we won't be back into ordinary time until June, I believe. So we'll be a few months not wearing green. We'll be in purple and then white for a while. So, and then also we got Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. So it's kind of a big weekend, a lot of events happening. We start the month and we start right off in kind of a bang. And here we are on this fourth Sunday of ordinary time in Matthew's Gospel, reading from the chapter 5, which is the Beatitudes, the beginning of chapter 5. So I like this reading because this reading is one that we have, it's selected a lot for funerals. It's in the book that we give out to families when they can pick the readings for the funeral of their loved one. And this is one that gets chosen quite frequently. And I guess, you know, it is quite an inspiring reading because, you know, when we're grieving the loss of a loved one, we want to read something that is uplifting. And certainly the Beatitudes, which is a word that means blessedness, and that's certainly what Jesus repeats over and over again, 7 and 8 times in the reading about blessed are the poor in spirit and blessed are they who mourn, and just reassuring us that it's kind of interesting, you know, because sometimes the way I preach about this reading is that in all of the earthly and social systems that we are in here, in the midst of all that, where there can be oppression and mourning and, you know, injustices and poverty, that Christ sees through all of that and beyond all of that, and sees the blessedness within, which to me says he sees the penetration of God in all of creation, even in its most vulnerable time or in the time when it's most difficult, that he sees blessedness. And I certainly say that's a very wonderful gospel good news message for us, especially in our own lives, when we find ourselves in any of these situations where we are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, or, you know, wanting to be comforted in our mourning, or we find ourselves impoverished in our lives because of whatever experiences we're having. And to know that there is this wonderful God who just penetrates all of that, and as he did with Christ, lifts it up to new life.
Yeah, I also like this gospel a whole lot. One of the things I was reading as I was getting ready was that, you know, a lot of times if people ask, if they say to us, well, tell me a little bit about yourself, we'll tell them, you know, what our job is, where we live, and things like that. But we don't often tell people who we are, and that is we are blessed. And it had this image, or it told the story about Jesus coming and looking at all these people when he's about to give this sermon. And that's who he saw. He saw the poor, and he saw the ones who are mourning. And that's what I think of when I go out at church, when I look and you don't all see smiling faces, everybody that's elated. The people that are in the pews are the ones that are struggling every day, and at least I know that I am. But but that's the blessing, that we are blessed by God, and that is who we are.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, certainly any one of us and probably have said, you know, I'm so blessed in my life. And when we say that, we mean it probably in terms of, you know, just the good fortunes maybe that we've had, or the good people that we have in our lives, the good experiences, a good job. You know, we can kind of say, you know, I'm blessed. But can you imagine saying, I am blessed in these situations? You know, I'm blessed because I have a poor spirit. You know, it sounds so countercultural to what we would consider blessed. Yet, you know, when we look at that reading that we have from Paul today, the 1 Corinthians, that he takes the weak and makes them strong. You know, he takes the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And to think that in these times of poverty and mourning and injustice, that these are, you know, really ground-swelling moments where God is certainly cultivating and raising us up, you know, and to say in those moments, you know what, We're blessed in this moment. We're blessed because something new is being brought about through this difficult time, you know. And that's probably more difficult for us to say because we don't necessarily see, you know, what's at the end of the tunnel. Yet, if we're people of faith, can we say that with some kind of assurance or with some kind of confidence that, you know, in the midst of all these things, of the difficulties of life, that there still is blessedness?
Yeah, that reminds me of, in other places in the letters, Paul talks about, consider it pure joy when you experience trials. And every time I read that, I think, this is not pure joy that I'm going through this struggle. But Right. It is when you look back on your life, you can see how whatever you were going through can result in who you are today. And some of those things are really hard to go through, but without going through them, you wouldn't be the person you are.
Yeah. I sometimes one of the lines that I have difficulty with, and a lot of people will say this, and I try not to, but is, you know, God doesn't give us any more than we can handle. Mm-hmm. Yet that kind of puts a limitation on God or on you, you know, to say, well, you can only handle so much, so that's what God is giving you. But I think that God, I don't know, maybe the question isn't whether God gives this trial to me or not, but the question is how strong can I be to persevere through this? Because I think that God ultimately walks with us through these difficult times, however difficult it is, and calls us through to new life, you know, so that when we get to the other side, you know, we can kind of look back on it and say, yeah, this was tough. Or, you know, I've even done this in my own life where I look back on very difficult or dark times and say, that was really hard, but I look at where I am now and I know so much more about myself and my relationship with God is stronger, you know, so I can see the blessedness that came through it, maybe not necessarily at the time that it happened, but at some point, maybe in the future, I can see where there is blessedness. And so I think by having those experiences, for me, when I start entering into another, you know, trial period, I may not necessarily say, you know, okay, this is just God, you know, giving me no more than I can handle. But I say, okay, God, what's the new life that you're calling forth in me? What do you want me to learn in this?
And can't you make it easier?
Yeah, that would be nice, yes.
Oh, I'm such a wimp when it comes to these types of things.
I know they are hard, but I just think it's interesting that these readings right before we begin Lent, you know, here we are, because, you know, Lent is this time where we are, you know, it is a preparation time for baptism. That's what it's kind of been through the centuries for our church, is a preparation for baptism to be celebrated at the Easter Vigil. And it's not just for those who are being initiated at the Easter Vigil, but it's for all of us, all of the baptized, to really look at our lives and see where we have, you know, walked with God and where we have seen the blessedness of God in our lives in the entire spectrum of life. And I think, you know, it's almost like this reading could be a good reflection for us during Lent, you know, to say, where have I seen blessedness in my mourning? Where have I seen blessedness in my poverty of spirit? Where have I seen blessedness in times of injustice, you know, and where have I seen blessedness in times of, you know, war and, you know, where there was a lack of peace? So kind of trying to look at all of those in our own lives and to see, well, where have I really tried to see the penetration of God in all of this, you know, or do I just kind of shy away from it and, you know, say, oh, well, you take care of it, God, and I'll catch up with you later when everything's nice and rosy and better, you know. Not an easy thing to do.
No, definitely not. Well, I think this is about to bring us to the end of our podcast. And perhaps we should just quick mention, as we're about to begin Lent, at least in the Diocese of Rochester, we've been encouraged to take part in this new spiritual renewal. And the theme for Lent is going to be deepening our relationship with Christ. And so I commend all of you listening to this, because that's one of the ways you can do that. And I ask that you might start considering, as we begin Lent, how are some other ways that you might be able to deepen your relationship with Christ. Hopefully in your parishes you'll have some offerings. I know at St. Mary's we've been starting to think of different ways we can do this, and the bishop's going to give a little retreat on DVD. Do you have anything special planned at St. Michael's in Newark?
Not at this point. We're going to do the DVD retreat with Bishop Clark. Do that in the parish, and I'm going to try to do some Tize prayer and maybe some scripture study. So,
Nice.
yeah,
Lots of options that can happen.
absolutely.
And for any of you, there will be regional healing services that'll happen throughout the month of February. And we encourage you that if you or if you know of anyone that is away from the church and is in need of some healing, to look for the dates of those and encourage people to go to those.
Wonderful.
Yes. So I guess we'll end in the way Brian always does and ask that you would come join us again next week and have a good week and God bless.